even like the school we're staying in, they get quite a few of those meals. It goes right to them. So there's a good chance we'll see that food down there and be able to see it. They're making it in the cafeteria. I know a few years ago when we were there, we walked into the cafeteria, and that's what they were making for the meal that day, a little differently than we're normally. I mean, these huge pots, taking, they have all the bags split open, and they're making huge pots of it and dumping it on a plate. They add a little beans, they have red beans that they're eating. So it's kind of neat to actually see, oh, yes, it really is going into the mouths of these children right here where we're staying. It also goes to an area called Montoña de la Flor, and so they get quite a bit of the food up in that area. That's very much out in the area. You know, Flower Mountains is what Montoña de la Flor, and so they live clear out in shacks that have thatched roofs yet and things like that. So it's neat to see that. And there are orphanages and feeding centers and even street children that are able to benefit. It is a very, very important part of our connection with Honduras.